Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The video game Dance Dance Revolution has become a staple on television and in shopping malls. Adam Noah, the technical director of the Adams Center at Long Island University in Brooklyn, explores how scientists are studying the game to help Parkinson's disease patients.
As part of a project to reduce falling risk in individuals with Parkinson's disease, we've been using fMRI techniques to try and understand neural mechanisms associated with behavioral changes in learning to play the video game Dance Dance Revolution. This game is a dance simulation in which players press buttons with their feet in patterns associated with visual and rhythmic auditory cues. Players receive immediate feedback, and at the end of each game song, they are graded on spatial and temporal accuracy. Typically, a young healthy player is not skilled when initially learning to play the game with respect to proprioceptive awareness of their foot position within the gaming environment. This is likely due to the complexity of learning to combine visual and auditory cues without looking where the player's feet are on the game platform. With upwards of 20 to 30 hours of training, players gain a very high skill level at the game and are considered to be experts. To learn how all of these sensory cues are integrated into efficient motor outputs, we have players undergo an fMRI scan while playing a modified version of the game. Results of the scans indicate that specific areas in the prefrontal cortex, which are associated with working memory, show increased activity after training. There are also changes in subcortical areas of the basal ganglia and thalamus, which are likely related to motor control. While these changes in brain function have been found in young healthy individuals, Parkinson's subjects display similar behavioral patterns when training, which include a decrease in reaction time for foot responses to auditory cues. The changes in functional brain activities found in young healthy may parallel those in Parkinson's subjects. With further understanding of how the various regions of the brain communicate during cued tasks, we may be able to gain insights into why rhythmic training seems to be such a promising rehab technique for reducing risk of falls.
That was Long Island University's Adam Noah. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.